distance. When I see my friends in a different field, I wave to them and they wave back. But what we shout is so strange to hear. The wind seems to carry the import of our words to someone somewhere else. We're left grinning and waving then, because we have companions who, impatient, want to go on with the walk and conversation we have to go on, almost without choosing to, almost without noticing this thing we're lightly driven to do. We look back at whom we saw and let walk on in a field in the evening with different companions, remembering, as if seeing old neighborhoods beneath their changes, someone we once knew remaining and remaining, no matter how long we walk, and often we look back, until whoever's walking with us stops and demands we catch up, physically and in thought, and, because that's what we owe, we do.